Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 235 of Heroes Unlimited. We are still in the Minor Powers section, talking about minor little super abilities, like having the ability to most of the time tell when someone is trying to feed you gasoline, as we discussed yesterday. Today, we're discussing two more of these minor super abilities, one of them because it is the dumbest thing on this page, and one of them because Borgen has this ability. Let's start with the latter, get it out of the way, because it's not going to be too important to Borgen. She has the power of Mental Stun. This is not really related to what has been a pretty good, like, biological transformation theme to her powers so far, right? She can alter her physical body, give herself different looking teeth, different colored fur, and she can turn her limbs into various medieval weapons. Now, here comes this kind of pseudo-psychic power. It's at pains to say that it's non-psionic, and if you wonder what I mean, the name of the power, in big bold letters, is Mental Stun, and then in parentheses, non-psionic. This is a necessary note, because this is a power you do with your mind, and it affects other people's minds, and to save against it, you make a save versus psionics, but on a, you know, abstract, on an ontological level, this is not psionics as such. It really should be. Now that superheroes with super abilities can have psionics, this should have just been turned into a psionic power, and then it would have been off this list where I wouldn't have to worry about working it into Borgen's deal. But here it is, and here we are. This doesn't really have anything to do with anything with Borgen, but I'm making lemons out of lemonade here, so I found something to like about this power. When Borgen uses it, she gets swirly eyes, like a cartoon hypnotist. That's cute, it works with her big thick glasses, and it makes optimal use of her natural bug-eyed puggishness. I think a pug with swirly eyes will be cute. So that's all I got for Mental Stun. How it's going to fit into her whole thing, I don't really know. It might just be like one of those random powers people have, like Dr. Doom. How Dr. Doom can mentally possess people because aliens taught him how one time has nothing to do with anything else about Dr. Doom. It's comic books. Leaving aside Mental Stun, let's go to the dumbest thing on this page. And this one, as you may know, it's Hell Knight. I am re-recording a bunch of episodes of MDC that I recorded before and I lost in a computer crash. I'm drinking a ton of coffee. I'm getting increasingly agitated and more so by things that bugged me the first time I went through these pages, and now they bug me just that little bit more. And this is one of those. This page contains the Manipulate Kinetic Energy superpower. As you may recall from high school science classes, kinetic energy, essentially, is a form of pink energy that you can charge playing cards with and make them explode. There are a bunch of other uses for kinetic energy listed here, like being able to blunt the force of punches and kicks directed at you, being able to use kinetic energy to kind of parry things that are thrown at you. But the one we care about is the one where you throw things at people and make them fly super hard and super fast. Now, with the power of kinetic energy, you can throw all kinds of stuff and do a little extra damage with it. So lots of things that one might not normally use as a weapon are suddenly a bit more viable. Therefore, this page lists many objects, including weapons, with a range and a damage. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast since the beginning of this season, since way back at the beginning of the book, you will recall that in the weapon proficiency section, in a master stroke of rules negligence, there are two separate lists of projectile weapons on the same page that disagree on damage and range for the very same weapons. But those lists were both fairly partial. Here, we find, I think, the most comprehensive list of projectile weapons in this book. Now, I will give you one fucking guess whether any of the weapons on this page match the tables from that other page way back in weapon proficiencies. Among these three tables, do you think there is any agreement? No, of course there's not. Even in the rare case of those weapons that had the same stats on both tables way back on page 61, those stats are now different. For example, the boomerang has twice the range on this page as it did back on page 61. The arrow of a longbow, 160 feet more range on this page than back on that page. This isn't to mention weapons that only appear on one of the tables back on page 61, like the dart, which back then went 30 feet and did 1 point of damage, and now goes 60 feet and does 1d4 damage. All of this is a mess. All of this is fucked up. But here's the one that disturbed me the most. and this is from the perspective of somebody who's written some games, right? There are non-weapon items on this table. One of them is the, quote, marble slash snowball, because as we know, basically the same thing. What is a snowball but a winter marble? You know, if you've got a friend over at your house when you're a kid, you wish you could throw a snowball at them, but it's July, there's no snow around, just throw a big marble at their head. Same thing. A marble slash snowball can be thrown 100 feet and it does 1 point of damage, according to this page. But I fucking knew better, because I read this book many, many times as a child. And when I came to this page this time for the podcast, I thought, aren't there other snowball rules in this book? And indeed there are. Spoilers for the future, an alter physical structure ice, a major superpower, one of the subpowers is the ability to throw snowballs. Not shoot snowballs out of your hand, not create snowballs already moving at high velocity. Throw snowballs, just like this power envisions. Just like a normal, non-powered person throws a snowball. And do you know what the range is? 80 feet plus 5 feet per level of experience. Now, this may not seem like a big difference to you, but it's about a 25% difference in the two values listed here. Here's what bugs me, and this is the dumbest thing on this page. Everybody who runs or plays role-playing games has done a million adjudications or rules lookups or whatever for how much damage a knife does. And if you're the author of Heroes Unlimited, and you've run this game a lot, and clearly not paid very much attention to what you do session to session, like, I mean, this is the published work of Kevin Sambita. Imagine what his game notes look like. I can forgive him for having forgotten repeatedly how much damage a knife does. He's had to make this shit up on the fly hundreds of times. Who can keep it straight? But how many times in your career as a game designer do you write fucking snowball rules? I think you'd remember. I think when you were writing this list, you would remember, hey, didn't I write something about throwing snowballs before? One other time? Yeah, in that other power. That other power that's like 10 pages from here. Let me use those snowball rules. Why not? Let me just do the simplest thing in the world and copy the numbers from that page over to this page. Copying and pasting is what I love to do. It's my passion. I'm the author of Heroes Unlimited. But no. Instead, we got new contradictory snowball rules. Of how many role-playing games can it be said that there are two separate instances of rules for throwing snowballs in the game book, in the core book, and they fucking contradict? You can't even be angry. It's a miracle of incompetence. I don't know how they keep doing it. And honestly, at this point, that's where I'm at with this on a personal level. You've just heard me go through an emotional arc. I started this recording really upset about having to come and revisit this third failure to get the rules about throwing weapons right. But I've really reached acceptance. I've reached the end of that arc here by the end of the episode. I don't give a damn anymore. Well, I take it back. It's not that I don't care that these snowball rules contradict. You know me better than that. Of course I care. I care a lot. But I'm not mad and I'm not disappointed. I'm just kind of amazed. Most role-playing games don't tell you how much damage a snowball does or how far it can be thrown. This game's got two answers for you, and they don't fucking match. It's just a magical shitstorm of a world. Join me next time as the minor super ability section winds down and we discover the last of Borgen's minor powers on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.